Mr. Logan's Grant 2. Written by Sue Berendt. Illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Emmanuel Guérinet. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. Mr. Logan was a Victorian gentleman and the inventor of a time machine. He planned to show his machine à voyager dans le temps at the Great Exhibition of 1851. But there was a problem.
"Does this machine à voyager dans le temps of yours even work?" asked the exhibition organizers doubtfully. "Everything you've invented has failed, Logan. Without proof that it works, we won't exhibit this ridiculous machine."
Wasting no time, Mr. Logan jumped onto his machine à voyager dans le temps, flicked a switch, and disappeared, only to reappear at a train station in 2018. Mr. Logan felt his tummy start flip-flopping, and he turned rather green. He looked around La Gare and raced to the nearest toilets. Mr. Logan stumbled out of the cubicle and washed his face.
"Are you okay?"
asked a boy in les toilettes.
"I am now. Where are the towels?"
asked Mr. Logan. The boy pointed to a hand dryer. Mr. Logan approached le sèche-main and stuck his face under the hot air. It blew his hat right off his head and into a toilet.
"What a marvelous invention!"
cried Mr. Logan.
You haven't seen a sèche-main before?" asked the boy.
"No, I'm a time-travelling inventor," explained Mr. Logan. "In a few hours, I must return to 1851, with proof that I've travelled to the future. Can you help me find something to take back?"
"A time traveller? Cool," said the boy. "I'm Billy, and I know the perfect place to look. We'll take the bus."
Billy led Mr. Logan out of La Gare. When the bus approached, Mr. Logan shrieked.
"Oh, what's that?"
he asked.
"It's un bus," replied Billy.
"But where are the horses?"
said Mr. Logan, looking under le bus.
"And qu'est-ce que c'est?"
"It's the exhaust," said Billy.
"You probably shouldn't put your face there, because..."
Suddenly, le bus backfired, sending a burst of black smoke straight into Mr. Logan's face. It was a pity, because he'd only just washed it. The pair hopped onto the next bus to the art gallery.
"There's loads of modern art at Le Musée d'Art," said Billy. "You can take something home to show everybody."
When they arrived, Mr. Logan gasped.
"Qu'est-ce que c'est?"
he asked, pointing at a painting made up of squiggly lines.
"It's art," replied Billy.
"It doesn't look like art to me, but it could convince everyone that I've been to the future,"
Mr. Logan cried, pulling the painting off the wall.
"What are you doing?"
shouted the security guard in Le Musée d'Art.
"I'm taking this peinture, if you don't mind," said Mr. Logan.
"Oh, no, you're not,"
said the security guard as he threw them out.
"Let's try the supermarket," said Billy. "We'll find proof there."
"Where is Le Supermarché?" asked Mr. Logan.
"It's there," replied Billy.
But Mr. Logan was so interested in the tills at Le Supermarché that he jumped on a conveyor belt to get a closer look,
and was kicked out, empty-handed.
We can try the shopping center instead, said Billy.
Où est le centre commercial? Asked Mr. Logan.
Il est là, replied Billy.
Inside le centre commercial, Mr. Logan passed a television.
Oh, those poor people are trapped inside that box, he shouted. We must free them.
Before Billy could stop him, Mr. Logan smashed la télévision on the floor, and they were thrown out of le centre commercial too.
I'll never find proof, Mr. Logan sighed.
I would photograph all the wonderful things I've seen, but my camera takes hours to set up.
Photographs? That's it, Billy cried. Postcards have photographs on, and we can buy some from the post office.
Où est le bureau de poste? Mr. Logan asked.
Il est là, replied Billy.
This bureau de poste is so modern and full of technological wonders, said Mr. Logan.
While Billy chose postcards, Mr. Logan discovered something quite amazing.
Oh, qu'est-ce que c'est? He asked, reaching for some bubble wrap.
Oh, this is such fun!
C'est du papier bulle, replied Billy. Then he handed Mr. Logan the postcards.
Good gravy! These cartes postales are full of fantastic images of the future, said Mr. Logan. And I'll take this papier bulle back for myself.
There's still time to spare, said Billy.
Well, I brought my bathing suit with me, said Mr. Logan. So why don't we visit the swimming pool?
Où est la piscine?
Elle est là, said Billy.
At la piscine, Mr. Logan couldn't help showing off his diving skills. First, he did a tummy tickler, then a high pants handstand, and finally a graceful swan dive from the diving board. He was having a wonderful time, until he realized that his carte postale had been tucked into his bathing suit the whole time.
Oh, no! They're ruined, sobbed Mr. Logan. There's no time to buy more, said Billy, looking at his watch. You have to go back.
The exhibition organizers were right. I am a failure, said Mr. Logan unhappily as they trudged back to La Gare.
At La Gare, he shook Billy's hand.
Thanks for your help, Billy. You're a good chap.
I'm really sorry about your carte postale, replied Billy, as Mr. Logan climbed onto his machine à voyager dans le temps
and zoop, disappeared. Back in 1851, Mr. Logan looked for the exhibition organizers.
So, Logan, what have you brought us from the future?
They asked.
Not much, I expect.
Nothing of interest, said Mr. Logan sadly.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Asked the organizers, pointing to the bundle under Mr. Logan's arm.
C'est du papier bulle,
replied Mr. Logan, suddenly realizing he had the proof he needed after all.
It's from the future.
The organizers grabbed le papier bulle.
This is wonderful, said one. Marvelous, said another.
Mr. Logan was so thrilled that he could have popped. So Mr. Logan's machine à voyager dans le temps was allowed to appear at the great exhibition. And although he told the visitors all about la gare, les toilettes, le bus, la piscine, le musée d'art, le bureau de poste,
le centre commercial et le supermarché in the future. The only thing people seemed interested in was le papier bulle.
Glossary. Le bureau de poste, the post office. Le bus, the bus. Les cartes postales, the postcards. Le centre commercial, the shopping center. C'est, it is. Elle est là, it's there, feminine. Elles sont là, they're there, feminine. La gare, the train station. Il est là, it's there, masculine. Ils sont là, they're there, masculine. La machine à voyager dans le temps, the time machine. Le musée d'art, the art gallery. Où est, where is. Où sont, where are. Le papier bulle, the bubble wrap. La peinture, the painting. La piscine, the swimming pool. Qu'est-ce que c'est? What's that? Le sèche-main, the hand dryer. Le supermarché, the supermarket. La télévision, the television. Les toilettes, the toilets. Activity 1. Mapping it out. Billy needs to draw a map of his town. Listen to Billy reading out where each place is located. Write each answer next to the question in your activity book. Then, draw each place on the map using the symbols from the word bank. 1. Le bureau de poste is in C4. 2. Le supermarché is in A5. 3. Le musée d'art is in D2. 4. La piscine is in B3. 5. Le centre commercial is in A1. 6. La gare is in E3. Activity 2. Postcard from the past.
Bonjour. My Victorian friends would love to hear more about the towns and cities of the future. Would you write me une carte postale to tell me about where you live? Do you have un bureau de poste et une piscine? Ou un supermarché et un musée d'art? Use the word bank below to help you fill in the gaps on la carte postale in your story box. Au revoir, Mr. Logan.